The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
consumeraccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
It's time for the Don Crow Show, right here from the WAVAFM Passport Auto Group Studios. Now, the Don Crow Show.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by A Action Home Services. Thinking of changing your lighting? Need an expert electrician? Go to aactionservices.com or call 703-922-1900. 703-922-1900. Hey, how you doing, folks? Hello there, and welcome to this hour of the Don Crow Show. Every day, Monday through Friday, we get together, talk about things going on in the world, and as I've said often, we don't only talk about issues and have guests on to shed light on some of the important topics of the day, but we try to often give each of us, yourselves and us included, a chance to get involved. I often say, let's get informed and then get involved. Find positive, life-affirming ways to make a difference. And I can't think of anything that makes more of a difference than what we're doing right now. And what is that? We're standing with them. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. We are in the midst of a campaign with a great ministry, the Bible League. It has a rich legacy of bringing change to the world through the most powerful force in the world. And I don't really think that's arguable for those who recognize the power of God's word. We know no less a light, no less a voice than the Apostle Paul, who put his life literally on the line time and time and time and time again to preach the gospel, the good news. And he it was who said, I am not ashamed of the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is God's power unto salvation to all who will believe. And for 2,000 years, people have been experiencing that power and have, in fact, found out exactly what Paul was talking about. The change that brings to the heart, the word of God brings to the heart, is just unlike anything else in the world. And so, as a matter of fact, I was, you may want to do this as well at some point. Drop by the Bible League's website. They have a lot of great stories and things there. Earlier today, I was reading about a former Buddhist who really, truly, through the ministry of the Bible League and the ministry of God's Word, found peace. Renew, raised in a Buddhist family in Thailand. And as a matter of fact, as the story says, she always thought herself to be a kind person, but her life was loaded with hardships. In fact, she said, karma seemed to have betrayed me. And her parents divorced when she was the oldest sibling. It became her job to take care of her mother and the siblings. And on top of that, the financial burden of her brother's education. And she did all of that, but she said, my mother disliked me as long as I can remember. Even everything I did was wrong for her. And she would complain that I was no good. And she never had a peaceful moment with me. And she struggled and went first for a while to a Buddhist priest for help. She said, I spent a lot of money trying to bring peace and reconciliation between both of us through their mantras and charms, but nothing changed. And then a friend of Renu's invited her to church and told her that God could help her with her situation. She was skeptical, unimpressed, but went, agreed to meet the pastor. And she said, I did not understand everything that he said, but I was desperate and I wanted to be released from the situation. So I opened my heart to accept Jesus Christ. Weeks later, she was hosting a prayer meeting in her own, a prayer meeting in her own home. And she had kept her new life a secret from her husband, who wasn't a believer. So he happened to walk in on the prayer group and needless to say, she was stunned, but she was more stunned when he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ right on the spot. And eventually, by guess what the rest of the story? She got to share the gospel with her mother. She said, by God's grace, my mother accepted Jesus Christ too. Our relationship has become much better. Praise the Lord. And then Renu and her husband were trained in the Bible League's Project Philip Bible Study. And they became leaders of that ministry. That's another whole side of the Bible League. We've often said about the Bible League, and I've seen it in action. I've talked with people in the field who have been the recipients of the Philip program, the Project Philip program, and that is the philosophy, as I understand it, behind this Bible League has always said, we want to not only give people a Bible, we want them to be able to understand what they're reading, so they have a very well-developed, systematic course of study for the new believer to go through and learn the scriptures, and at a point when they have accomplished that, they give them the New Testament, and then, of course, eventually they can get an entire scripture. I like that. We've often said, you know, there's nothing wrong with standing on a street corner anywhere in the world and passing out Bibles. I mean, God will honor all kinds of efforts to spread his word, but it seems to me the most effective way to do that is to be able to put a copy of God's word in the hands of someone and then have a program whereby you can teach them it's called the Philip Project. You know why, I'm sure. The Philip and the Ethiopian out of the book of Acts. And when Philip came alongside his chariot, he said he heard him reading from Isaiah, and he said, do you understand what you're reading? And the Ethiopian eunuch said, how can I understand it unless somebody teaches me? And so Philip, of course, crawled up into the chariot and explained to him the way of salvation, showed him the Messiah about which he'd been reading in Isaiah. And, of course, I love the Ethiopians' very practical and very enthusiastic response. He said, look, here's some water. What am I waiting for? Let's baptize me right now. And most people believe that that's how the gospel of Jesus Christ actually ended up coming into the great nation of Ethiopia, was through the Ethiopian eunuch, who was, of course, a member of the government or the kingdom of Candace. So anyway, the point of the story here is Philip Project does that. It gets up in the chariot, if you will, with the new believer and shows them how to understand the word of God. And then, of course, eventually, now she, Renu, and her husband, once they were trained as Project Philip scholars, I should say students, they became Project Philip Bible study leaders. And as a matter of fact, they are now helping share the gospel in some 12 different villages in their area. Now, think about that. Here's a woman who was so depressed, so discouraged by her hardships and her lack of love relationship with her family. But now that's all changed through the power of God's word and the gospel. As a matter of fact, she ministers to multiple families. They're hoping to build a church. And here was her final word. Remember I said at the outset, she said, karma seemed to have betrayed me. At the end of this story, she says, thank God for the new life. No amount of medication or meditation has provided what Jesus has done for me. I am peaceful and joyful now. Folks, all of that to tell you what you're doing with us and what we're doing together with the Bible League is invaluable in changing lives and bringing people into faith and into the glorious revelation of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior and as the one who gives them peace in their lives. Our project here is to get at least nearly seven, let's say, I'd love to see it go up to 7,000. You've done it before. But our goal is at least 6,720 copies of God's Word. $5 buys a Bible, and of course the math is quite simple. $100 buys 20 and so forth. But remember, right now there's a double doubling effect in place, one at the national level with the Bible League and the other with Passport Auto Group stores, and we'll say a thank you or two when we come back. But would you go to the phone right now and make that call, make that gift as generous as you can? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. We really need your help. We need to hear from you right now. What do you say?
Hi, this is Dr. Derek Greer, and I want to personally invite you to join me here at Grace Church. We're a place with vibrant worship, solid biblical teaching for everyday life, and a strong sense of community. Grace is a great place to connect. So log on to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org, and I'll see you real soon.
A Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you? Hit so hard in the gut that you could barely breathe? This has happened to me in sports, but also in the game of life. I've learned if I just take a minute to collect myself instead of focusing on the pain, I'll regain my strength. And then it's not long before I'm back on the field. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So a financial situation, relationship, a family crisis, it may hit you hard. It may even go down for a moment. But remember, giving up is not an option. God has made you stronger than you think. So stand up, catch your breath, and get back in the game. This is Dr. Derek Greer. I'd love to see you at Grace Church this Sunday. And as always, live big.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
If you've even thought about replacing your heating and AC system, now is the time. A-Action is offering our lowest prices of the year. Why? Because this is our slowest time of year. We have to keep our techs busy. That's why we're offering special pricing with zero interest. These are high-efficiency systems with great warranties. Call today to get your free estimate, 703-922-1900, 703-922-1900.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Virginia Army National Guard. Aired by the Virginia Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I hate knee pain. Folks, it's a miracle. This program ended my knee pain, and Dr. Brian Paris is here to tell you how I Hate Knee Pain in Rockville could get rid of your knee pain, too.
Well, Rich, as you know, living with knee pain can be completely debilitating. Something as simple as walking up the stairs is difficult when you have arthritis and other kinds of knee pain. But I Hate Knee Pain has a solution. We listen and respect you. Tailor your program to what you need. No surgery, no drugs, and it's designed to keep you out of the operating room. We deliver knee pain relief quickly and effectively. Plus, I Hate Knee Pain is covered by Medicare and all major medical insurances. All you have to do is call 301-679-7900 to eliminate your knee pain. We did it for Rich, and we can do it for you.
It's an amazing program that truly cares about its patients. Head on over to IHateKneePain.com and stop living with knee pain. I did, and I'll never look back. Doc, thanks for spending time with us this morning.
This is Dan Proft for townhall.com. The same Democrats who decried the Bill Clinton impeachment as a product of GOP hatred and an illicit effort to nullify the results of a presidential election have now become exactly what they accused Republicans of being. And I mean literally the same Democrats who gave an endless defense of Clinton 2 decades ago. Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Jerry Nadler, and then Senator Joe Biden. But Democrats cannot guarantee Trump's removal from office or anything close to it. Their combination of hypocrisy with show me the man and I'll show you the crime Soviet-style justice has assured only one thing. the results, whatever the result of the 2020 presidential election, will be seen as fraudulent by half the country. If Trump wins, Democrats will contend he did so by rigging the election. If the Democrat wins, Trump loyalists and anti-socialists will see it as a byproduct of 4 years of inquisitions. For all their talk of protecting the integrity and legitimacy of the 2020 election, Democrats have gravely damaged both. I'm Dan Prof.
Sponsored by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom.
One of my favorite examples is an old man from Albania. His original name is Islam Dengu, raised as a Muslim. He's 80 years old, from Tirana. He's in the capital of Albania. And he went through Project Philip and became a Christian. But he originally is from a village that is a rural village, somewhere in the mountains, far away. God put on his heart to reach his village of origin because they are all Muslims and they haven't heard of the gospel before, ever. So this old man went to his village, brought his Project Philip materials there, and started the Bible study. And so I see still those rugged faces of those people that are farming in hard circumstances in the mountains, in that old house where they had a meeting, and they were very interested. And it's like children in the Sunday school, because it's very simple lessons about creation, and they were asking almost childish questions about that, because they didn't hear anything about it before, so everything is new to them. But this man is going there every week, this old man. He changed his name from Islam to Christian, so his name is now Christian Dengu. And I think it's very powerful that such an old man is so impacted by the gospel that he wants to go back to his village and tell the people there before it's too late, because those people are getting older and older without hearing the gospel, and that's what he had on his heart.
Of course, that's Anton, and as you can imagine, for each of these people, when they would return back to situations of that sort, they do so at great risk to their own lives. And as a matter of fact, that whole area, as you know, is impacted by both Islam and by communism.
In Albania, that is Islam. The countings are different, but up to 70-75% of the population are. They returned to Islam after the communist government collapsed. So they went back to their own old traditions. So it's quite strong in some places that this is our tradition, this is our religion, we are Muslims. And it's not easy to break through that. So that's quite a challenge. But also, there are still a large number of people that remained atheist and being trained, you know, and brainwashed in the communist worldview. They are very closed to anything that has to do with religion, let alone the gospel.
We know, though, that when the Word of God gets into these situations, radical, radical changes occur. The power of the gospel is, in fact, the one thing that can change a human heart, and, in fact, it has changed entire nations through the centuries and continues to do so. And that's why we have teamed up with the Bible League in this campaign to say, hey, let's provide nearly 7,000 copies of the Word of God and see them go into places like Albania and Ethiopia and the Middle East and Jordan and Syria and Indonesia and all these other areas where the hunger is great, but the need or the supply, I should say, is so limited. And we can make a difference with that. $5 buys a Bible. It's as simple as that. $5 buys a Bible. And if you can give 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 Bibles, it's going to make, of course, a great difference. Even though you may say, well, I can only give, and then you fill us, you know, maybe what you think is a very small amount, a $50 gift. So it's only $50. Well, never say only in front of your gift, really. If it's $5, we've had stories where one Bible has changed not only one person and not only one family, but has actually ended up that one copy of God's Word changing an entire village from that one Bible that someone provided. And I'm sure that that story is complete, really repeated over and over and over again. But what we're saying is we need your help to really give a generous portion of Scripture. 7,000 copies is our, our just over threshold goal, and we'd love to have you help us do it at 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Again, that is 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Very easy to give on our website, as always. Go to WAVA.com and click on the Bible League banner. And, of course, the theme is a good one, Standing With Them. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That is what we're trying to do together. Some of you have already called in this first day or two of campaigning, but we do have quite a way to go, and I need your help right now. $5 buys a Bible, $50 buys 10, $100 buys 20, a $200 gift buys 40, a $500 gift buys 100, and et cetera, et cetera. But I also say, behind that, remember, right now, there are two sources of matching funds that are going to double your giving, one at the national level, and, of course, these funds are limited. There may come the time when Bible League says that fund's all been used up, but right now, that will double your gift. And, of course, we still have, let me see here, we still have, where's my figure? We've got somewhere here, we've got the update on the passport. There we go. $6,345 still available. We've had $1,655 matched of the passport money to date. But so that means there's another $6,000 plus ready to double your gift again when you make the call. But it won't happen if you don't if you don't call. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. You want to go online, WAVA.com. It would be doubled there as well, WAVA.com. Click on the Bible League banner.
Privilege and honor to know the Lord, and the Lord have chosen us to have time and to serve and to work with. And with our personal life, we know how Bible value to us, because that's how we grow, because that's our spiritual food. And so therefore, I encouraging to the lot of American people that need to look into this field, because the Bible is very central to our life, to the Christian life, especially the young believer. Without a Bible, like without food.
That is Olga in Armenia, and she says, hey, having no Bible is like having no food. And I found that interesting that Pastor Dwissi in Ethiopia said something similar. He says, we don't need food, we need Bibles.
What you might expect is that the government would oppress a person who converts from Islam to Christianity. It happens, but this is not what mainly happens. What basically and mainly happens is that the family of the ex-Muslim are the ones who persecute him and would even try to kill him. And this would be viewed in the by the Egyptian law to be an honor killing. The main difficulty that faces people who convert is that their families are not very welcoming of them and can be very hostile to them.
When's the last time any of us was threatened with our very lives for being a Christian, for following the Lord Jesus, let alone for having a Bible in our possession? But it is the case with many. As a matter of fact, I love the fact that the Bible League ministers all over the world. I've mentioned some of the countries: Philippines, Thailand, Bangladesh, India, Albania. We heard from Armenia a moment ago. And here's the voice of Rafael in Mexico talking about Christians there also facing danger and violence.
In Latin America, there are violence. Only rich people has safety, has security. Poor neighborhoods are full of corruption, are full of misery, are full of poverty. And criminals are almost in at home when they are in the streets. And pastors and Christian workers face with that problems. Attackers, robs, thieves, gangs. So that's the problem.
That's the problem. And again, we could go all over the world finding this same thing. Here's another voice. I'm not sure of the name. It's Thoni, I believe, in Indonesia. But we know that Sharia law is a very dangerous and powerful force. In fact, we have every reason to be concerned about it being established right here in the United States. But this voice from Indonesia says it's a great concern there as well.
Out of our 34 provinces, around 20 or 30% of them are adopting the Sharia law, or at least the government are Muslim majority. Now Christians who live there in that area, they have to struggle for their faith. Church being burned, people got imprisoned because they protest something that kind of offended the followers of Islam.
As a result, Christians, he said, really do have to be careful not to offend.
We can talk about our faith, but if the way we talk about our faith offended or insulting the other faith, then we can be in trouble. There's no such thing as an anti-conversion law in that sense in Indonesia, but it's more like the social punishment. And sometimes it's more dangerous, actually, than the government punishment.
Folks, these are just anecdotal evidences, very strong and powerful voices of fellow believers. Think of that. These aren't just voices out of nowhere, certainly not studio voices. These are real fellow Christians we're hearing from who are saying to us, and I know if they were sitting here with me and I said to them, what do you want to say to our audience? They'd say two things, I'm sure. We need Bibles, and please pray for us that we'll be strong in our walk with Christ and in our witness. And they take seriously the mandate of the gospel. And that's why so many of these Christians, even new Christians, are quickly leading many, many others to Jesus Christ, not within years, but within days and months. We heard earlier from a woman who within a month and a half, did you hear me? Within a month and a half of becoming a Christian, she had led 40 people to Jesus Christ. What are we doing, huh? You want to be part of this exciting adventure? Perfect way to do it is give some Bibles. 800-YES-WORD, $5 buys a Bible, 50 buys 10. Everything you are giving right now is going to be doubled twice. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673, online at WAVA.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. Do you remember the show Extreme Makeover that aired on ABC? Well, HGTV is giving the show a reboot, or I guess we could say a makeover of its own, as Extreme Makeover Home Edition is scheduled to air in early 2020 and will showcase some great stories. It'll be hosted by Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who says that being part of the Extreme Makeover family has already proven to be one of the most profound experiences of his life. It's Extreme Makeover Home Edition coming to HGTV early next year. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel a timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-515-1771. That's 800-515-1771. 800-515-1771.
Do you have a leaky faucet, a running toilet, lights that don't work, or worse yet, a heating and air conditioning system that's been ignored for years? It's time to take some action and go to aactionhomeservices.com. Licensed in Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
aactionhomeservices.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting RADIO to 350-350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text RADIO to 350-350. That's R-A-D-I-O to 350-350 to schedule your free consultation today.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surrounddc.com. Surrounddc.com. Connecting you with new customers.
This traffic update is sponsored by Indeed.com. Southbound side of 395, you're on the brakes heading from Washington Boulevard down to Edsel Road, then southbound on 95 in Virginia. It is stacked up from the Franconia Springfield Parkway down to a crash, which blocks the right lane after Route 123. And on the northbound side of 95 in Virginia, there's a crash blocking two right lanes after Lorton. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. I'm Ron Balseric with traffic on WAVA.
Warm and humid tonight. Patchy cloud cover. No overnight low, just 70 to 74. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and not as warm, but still humid. High 82. Mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow night. Low 65. Friday, breezy, cooler, and less humid. Any early morning clouds, followed by a good deal of sunshine, high 75, and it will stay cool Saturday. With the AccuWeather forecast, this is meteorologist Bob Larson.
Hey, I want to take a couple of minutes here to thank some folks who've been calling. We mentioned earlier Glenn and Larry. Glenn from Laura. I'm sorry. Slow down, Crow. Get the brain in gear with the tongue. Glenn and Laurel, $100 gift, $200 from Larry in Woodbridge. Charles in Fairfax, $100, $75 from Joshua in Prince Frederick, $380 from Jonathan in La Plata, $100 from Charles in Fairfax. Vivian in Windsor Mill called twice and a total of $150 gift, $75 each time. And Tish from Fairfax, a $50 gift as well. So all of those gifts, by the way, being doubled twice right now. And here's where we are in that regard. In terms of the passport matching money, we still have $6,295 waiting to double your gift. And, of course, as I've said, your gifts are also going to be doubled by the Bible League for right now. Perfect time to make your call. Make the gift as generous as you can. Thanks for doing it right now. Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. No. We talk a lot, and rightly so, have since almost the outset of this program, about the persecuted church, suffering believers all over the world. It's an honor to even be a small voice on their behalf, and many of you I know agree you are of the same mind. You care about the suffering church. It's a call to come alongside the suffering church and say, hey, we have not forgotten you. You're not off the radar for us. In fact, I've often said it's not them and us. There's no such thing in the church, in the body of Christ, as them and us. It's us. It's us. That's why Paul said, if one member of the body weeps with sorrow and brokenness and pain, I weep with them. If they rejoice, I rejoice with them. We are interconnected inseparably as Christ intended. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father over and in and through us all. We are one church. Part of the church is free. Although, as we've been talking on this show, our freedoms are in danger of being abridged, and in fact, in some cases, already have. But in other parts of the world, we are living in luxury in terms of freedom compared to those brothers and sisters. And invariably, when I've met any of the persecuted church, they don't ask for anything other than, they don't ask for money, they don't ask for food even, they say, we need Bibles. Can you get us some Bibles? And I referenced a moment ago our trip to Cambodia back in, I believe it was 2003, and we met with those brothers and sisters there. In fact, I think the Bible League director for Cambodia is still the same brother, his brother who is a former Buddhist monk. And we got to meet with him, fellowship with him, and talk with him and others while we were there. But we also met a man who was a fairly recent convert from Buddhism to the Christian faith. He was now a pastor of about 3 years of experience. As I recall, and I don't have all the details of the story as well as some of the other travelers. I know Scott Wilder and some of these other guys would tell you in detail. But I remember this pastor telling us his story as we gathered with him and his family and his 86-year-old father, and his wife was there, his daughter was there, and others of their local congregation. He had turned his house into a church. But the story behind it was that he, in fact, by trade, was a veterinarian. And also, as a businessman in the village, he was also the Buddhist chief, if you will, or the Buddhist key leader. And as he traveled around with his veterinary work, there was a pastor whose animals he was servicing who began sharing Christ with him, and did so on a regular basis every time the veterinarian would show up to take care of the animals. But it took him quite a while to even consider the faith. But once he did, he gave his heart to Christ. But for a full year, he never told anyone, not even his wife or family. And because the repercussions, he had to deal with those as well. In fact, long story short, when he finally did tell his wife, and his, in fact, one of the daughters had been assigned to the Buddhist temple to serve in the temple. He went and got her out of the temple after he became a Christian. His wife ultimately became a Christian. She had just returned from Bible school, as I recall, to train and help work in the ministry with him. But initially, his wife, of course, was aghast that he became a believer. She was absolutely disheartened and angry. She said, "Now you have ruined our family. No one will ever want to marry our daughters from this village. You've consigned us to being ostracized." But again, she finally came to faith. As I say, she was there that day. And even his 86-year-old father had come to faith through his witness. And that's not the end of the story by any means. In 3 years, he had already planted 3 churches. In 3 years, as a pastor, he had planted 3 groups of believers, about 50 of them each. And you know what he said to us? "I need Bibles. I need at least 150 Bibles right now, if not more, for each of these new congregations." Folks, that's the kind of fellow believer you and I are coming alongside of when we step into this ministry with the Bible League and say, "Hey, I can do that." Think about that. I can provide 50 Bibles. I can provide 100 Bibles. I can provide 20 Bibles. And with the doubling effect that we've got going on right now, twice over, it's easy to do it. So what I'm saying to you is I really want you to understand that this is not abstract. It's real people. As a matter of fact, very real people who are paying a high price for just getting out and sharing the faith. And we're going to share that in a moment as well with one of the audio clips that Bible League's provided us. But I want you to realize that what you're doing, what I'm asking you and encouraging you to do, is really, truly grassroots kingdom work. And your gifts of Bibles are life-changing for these people. These pastors, more than one, has said, "I just need some Bibles. Give me some Bibles. Give me as many as you can." And of course, sometimes that's not even possible to give them all they could use, but give us something to work with. So as we go to the break, would you go to the phone? 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Again, 800-937-9673. And of course, go to our website. There's a banner there. Stand with the Bibles for the Persecuted Church. Make your gift there at wava.com.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Hi, Don Crow here for Cornerstone First Financial. I'm sure you'd agree that buying or refinancing a home can be intimidating for most of us. It's the biggest investment most of us will ever make, right? So when you're making that sort of a decision, you want someone you can trust. Someone who knows how to get the job done right and get it done at the best possible rate. And that's where Mark Livingstone and Cornerstone First come in. Now, I've known Mark for years, and I know the important qualities he and his staff bring to the table. I mean, things like integrity, attention to detail, follow-up, and communication, keeping you informed and in the loop every step of the way. And Cornerstone First guarantees to beat any other competitor on this very station, or they'll pay your mortgage for an entire year. Some restrictions apply. Why not pick the phone up right now and call Mark at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or on the web at cornerstonefirst.com.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? Flipping multi-unit properties is easier and possibly more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend 2 hours with our team of experts, and we will show you how you could get passive income and significant retirement quickly. This 2-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing, but have everything to gain. This intensive 2-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV area soon. Call 800-361-1330 to secure your seat. This seminar is free to the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 800-361-1330. 800-361-1330.
Message and data rates may apply.
Dear Bosley, when my dad lost his hair, it made him very sad. He doesn't like the way he looks. I heard you were very good at hair. Please give my dad his hair back. Love, Maddie.
Well, Maddie, today's a wish come true for your dad and every guy listening with hair loss, because Bosley's about to give them their real hair back permanently. They'll get a free information kit and a free gift card when they text GOOD to 85850. Guys, let Bosley show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee.
Thank you, Bosley.
Get your hair back today with America's number one hair restoration expert. Get a free information kit and a free gift card for $250 off by texting GOOD to 85850. That's G-O-O-D to 85850.
The Don Crow Show is brought to you in part by Local Expert Realty, where Realtor Christy Moore promises she'll sell your home in 58 days or she'll buy it. And here's her phone number, 866-404-5858. That's 866-404-5858. Or just go to soldin58.com on the web. That's soldin and the numbers 58.com. Hey, folks, what do you say? Let's stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. I'm excited every time we get the chance to work with this great ministry. Our campaign is Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church, and having been with the Bible League in some of the areas of ministry around the world where they work, I can tell you it's a memorable experience that really you never quite come home the same when you realize the tremendous hunger for the Word of God. I grew up in this country, as many of you did. Others of you, you have a different frame of reference. You could speak probably more accurately to this than I because you've lived in some of these other countries, maybe even grown up there. But I'll tell you, for us in America, the luxury is profound in terms of all the things that we have at our fingertips, not the least of which the Word of God. And we can have, as I've often said, as many copies of God's Word as we want. We can have them at very reasonable prices. We can have them in all kinds of formats. I mean, many of you now, in fact, some pastors wonder, when their congregants are looking at their cell phone, are they really following me in the scriptures or are they checking their email? Well, heaven will know one day what we were up to in that regard. But you get my point. We can carry the entire Word of God on a cell phone. And it's just amazing. And yet we have brothers and sisters who are desperate for one copy of God's Word. They don't care what format. I mean, to them, a cell phone with the Bible would blow their minds. They would just like a copy, a hard copy, as we say, that they can hold in their hands. And in fact, we've heard of stories through the years when they have literally wept with joy when they were given their first copy of the Bible. And I believe that ought to make us feel just a bit guilty in the good sense of the word that we have so much. At least we ought to be motivated to say, hey, I can do something about that. $5 buys one Bible with the Bible League. $50. Think about $50. Think through what you've recently spent. What did you spend $50 on? Or maybe even $100. Do you realize $50 would buy 10 Bibles, $100 would buy 20? But as I said at the outset of this hour, you need to remember that right now your gifts are being doubled twice. First by the Bible League, but also because of our generous friends at Passport Auto Group Stores, who have once again said, we want to be part of what you're doing in this campaign. Here's $8,000 to double the gifts of those who call in as long as it stands. So that's why I'm encouraging you to quickly get online or get on the phone and call and make your gift. The need is profound. 800-YES-WORD is the number. 800-937-9673. It's as simple as that. 800-937-9673. And you can remember easily it's 800-YES-WORD, so you got it, 800-937-9673. And, of course, as always, when you go to our website, wava.com, you'll see the Bible League banner. You can click on that. You'll see the theme there as well, Stand With Them, Bibles for the Persecuted Church. And having, as I said, traveled with the Bible League, but also through the years traveling in other parts of the world as well, in my own private ministry, I have met with some of these pastors, and I have realized the hunger for the Word of God that they have. And so many of them don't have even one copy as a pastor. They have to, in some cases, actually borrow a Bible to preach their sermon or to prepare it. We've heard of those stories. And I've met some of those people in years past. I think one of those was on our trip with the Bible League to Cambodia. Also, we were in Senegal on a Bible League trip. And I can remember these pastors saying, we need God's Word. We need Bibles. I remember there was one. Well, I'm going to take a break, come back, tell you a story that comes to mind. It was out of Cambodia, that remarkable trip we took, I think, back in 2003. I want you to hear the power of the Word of God and how desperate it is that you and I pick that phone up and make that call. $50 buys 10 Bibles, $100 buys 20. Every dollar being doubled twice right now when you call 1-800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. And our goal is a very modest goal, a little under 7,000 Bibles. We've done it before, and I know we're going to do it again. What do you say?
Hey, it's Ryan, and our mortgage team paid for 60 seconds here to try to tell you our story. Well, more like 56 seconds, because they make all mortgage people put a tag on the end. But you get the point. Usually, we just share things that happen to us in real life. But one thing my dad taught me long ago, sometimes you just got to say the thing straight. So here's what we'd love for you to hear. One, our faith is really important to us, and it's why we're committed to talking to you, WAVA listeners. Two, my dad and I both grew up in the mortgage business, but getting to start this company together has been the coolest thing we've ever done. Three, while we are a smaller family-run team, we're lucky to be an arm of a bigger parent company, which allows us to be a direct lender and often save you money. And finally, we hope you'll think about us if you ever need a refinance, cash out refinance, or are buying a new home. We are United Faith Mortgage, and our 56 seconds are up.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York, NMLS number 1330, NMLSConsumerAccess.org. As a result of refinancing, total financing charges may be higher over life of loan.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at SurroundDC.com. SurroundDC.com, connecting you with new customers.
When fingers start pointing, they all point at Eric. Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, a sudden disappearance of the soccer team's cash box has everybody thinking the same thing. Eric's father was jailed for theft, so Eric must be guilty too. It's a lesson about trust and dangerous accusations, all on the next Adventure in Odyssey.
Wednesday at 8 p.m. on WAVA.
Listen to your favorite Christian programs anytime on the OnePlace app. Download and listen offline. Stream to your car or automated home device. Download OnePlace at Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When God made you, He made you either as a male or as a female. Abigail Dodds says that's not an insignificant observation.
When I talk to young women, probably 40 and under primarily, it's almost as though they've never considered that their bodies factor into their call.
What the Bible says about womanhood this week on Family Life Today.
Weekday mornings at 4 and 7:30 on WAVA.
Dry skin, dry sinuses, or cracked furniture. Whole house humidifiers are on sale at aactionhomeservices.com. 703-922-1900.
If you aren't following WAVA on Twitter yet, go to WAVA.com and find the Twitter follow button.
On the next Focus on the Family, Dr. Kara Powell helps you transition and grow with your teen and young adult children. She'll address issues like family, faith, and future, and discuss the concepts of withing, faithing, and adulting while pointing out the vital influence that you have in your child's life. That's next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Wednesday at 4:30 a.m., 7 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 8:30 p.m. on WAVA.
Stand with them. Bibles for the Persecuted Church. That's the call, and that's the campaign we are in for this month of October. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. Now, a lot of you know how long these trips can be when you go to other parts of the world. In fact, in November, I'll be leaving for a week in the middle of November to go once again to Tanzania on the east coast of Africa. And I got to tell you, in all, it's about a 25-hour trip one way by the time you get there and do the ground transportation and all. But whenever I think of, boy, this is tiring, and I'm not 35 anymore, I'm reminded of a story such as this one that the Bible League has shared with us of a Pastor Romeo in the Philippines.
Now, there are islands that you have to fly 2 hours by plane from Manila, and you have to travel 6 hours by boat. Now they have Bibles now, because one of the impact of the Project Philip program is among the mountains, what we call the Sierra Madre. You know, two pastors deep from the mountain, they had to rise up 3 a.m. and walk for 2 hours. And after that, they have to ride a banca across the river, along the river. But their banca is only a floating log of a coconut trunk. And they have to do that for an hour and then walk again for 3 hours just to get hold of those precious Bibles. And when they have those copies, they will return in the same way again to bring those Bibles to people whom they are ministering.
I'm tired just listening to this dear man, right? I mean, they are making any effort they can. It doesn't matter. Distance, time, health, safety, they are desperate for copies of the Word of God. And all you and I have to do is pick the phone up. But the point is, compared to what this dear brother does on a regular basis, not once a year, I'm sure, but time and again, just to get a few Bibles for the people that he ministers to as pastor. I'm just trying to put in perspective how important your gifts are when you make that call to 1-800-YES-WORD. $5 for one Bible, $50 for 10, $100 for 20, $500, whatever you can give. And remember, every single dollar right now being given is being doubled twice, once by the Bible League and once by our good friends at Passport Auto Group stores. That gives incredible leverage to your gift, right? 10 Bibles? No. 30 Bibles when you give $50. 20 Bibles for 100? No. 60 Bibles. You get the point. 800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. Online at WAVA.com. That's it for this hour.
Free inspiration and encouragement every morning, noon, and night sent directly to your inbox. Sign up for free devotionals at crosswalk.com. Crosswalk.com.
Leading the Way with Michael Youssef. Weekday mornings at 11 on Life Changing Talk Radio, WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM, WAVA FM, and HD1 Arlington. Life changing. WAVA.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.